This great Claire's Matt and Kimber catch-up is for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Way to steal the attention, Dean Claire's.
Yeah, always making it about yourself.
What a bloody show-off, eh?
Dean Claire's, if you've just tuned in, has announced that he's leaving radio at the end of this year, leaving us to just handle it on our own, Maddie. Yikes.
Yes, and the phones have, of course, gone off. Text messages. So much love for you, buddy.
Mostly family members, I say.
No, well, you know what? Mixed listeners are your family.
They are,
this
no
is
doubt.
The thing. You're such an institution in this city, and you've been at this station for so long, and people know you're in their homes, in their cars.
It's
and
like fat cats retired.
Look, the phones gone crazy from people trying to get messages to you. Lorraine from Hilbert.
Hey, Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine.
I'm heartbroken.
Oh, us too, Lorraine.
I'm losing one of my friends.
Well, you know,
tough,
I'll still
huh?
be your friend, Lorraine. You just won't hear me crapping on so much.
well, I'm sad, but I wish you every best.
Thanks, darling.
All the best.
Thank you,
Lorraine. We really appreciate your call. The funniest thing was some of the speculation on Facebook, on Mixed Facebook last night.
Oh, Kimber's pregnant.
Everyone thinks pregnant. I'm pregnant. Just put that to rest. I'm not pregnant. I'm not engaged. Oh. And also Matt's wife is not pregnant either.
She's not pregnant either.
She hasn't said anything.
No, well, you never know. Yeah. Well, we'll see what's going on. Bell Catter. G'day, Lyndon.
G'day. I just wanted to say I'm so sad that you're leaving. I'm very shocked. But I needed to say thank you for brightening my morning every single day.
Thanks, Linda.
Without you guys, it wouldn't be my morning.
Aww.
I'm going to miss you, but best wishes and good luck for whatever you ever comes upon you.
Thanks, darling. Well, the best thing is you still get to hear Matt and Kimber on the radio next year.
I will. Well, it still brighten my day, but it won't be the same without you.
Thanks,
Linda. I appreciate it. Oh, that's very cool.
We know the same. Trish in Mundaring, you got some words for Claire-Z.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very pleased for you, but I used to listen to you on 6MD.
Oh, wow. Oh, Meredith.
Yes, I've been wanting to ring you for ages and sakes. I'm an old Meredith listener. Well done. Congratulations. Onwards and upwards. 2020 has made us all realise that there's something more in life.
Yep.
But you've got a great career. A wonderful, I drive along, I listen to you guys all the time. I just burst out laughing. Sometimes I'm crying. So good luck. Onwards and upwards, please.
Thanks, Trish. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a year in which we've all sort of stepped back and seen what's important. So this is part of that for me. Yeah.
And Trish, thank you, Trish. And she's right, you know, a wonderful career and something that I don't know that we're going to see those numbers in radio ever again. Anyone who can say they've done 37 years in the industry is just unbelievable.
It's when you think about it. Yeah. Thanks, Trish. I really appreciate that. And all the best to you too and your family.
Thank you.
Yeah. The first night I was on the radio was in Meriden, right? It was the night we won the America's Cup.
Oh, wow. What a start.
So I was the dude who was in the studio shaking like a leaf crossing to Newport, Rhode Island. And the Aussies won the America's Cup. It was bizarre. And the breakfast announcer came in, Greg Marston came in, and he had a bottle of champagne in his hand. We went, oh, I thought this radio gig's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What a caper.
Wow. Well, we got more calls coming in. Harley in St. James. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
No, not bad, Harley. Weird day today, bud.
We're sad, mate.
Yeah. It's a bit strange, mate.
Yeah. I'd like to wish you all the best, Claire. I've grown up listening to you know, most of my childhood, and you've always been a staple of Perth radio. You know, you've made my mornings to work so much better. You've made it so much fun. Mm. You know, I'm just going to miss you. Telethon's not going to be the same without you no more. You know, I'd like to thank you for all your hard work you've done over the years.
Hey, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. You can tell it's from the bottom of your heart. Appreciate it, man.
That's
really
nice.
Do. It's been fun. I've been very lucky to have a job I wanted to do when I was 15 and a half. So pretty
and,
lucky.
And Harley, the good news is we still get him for like 2 more weeks. So we're not letting him go just yet.
Yeah.
Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Christy in Westminster, what would you like to say?
I'm so sad to see you go. You've been part of my life for probably at least 30 years. I have so much in common with you that I'm a Greenwood girl as well. I went to Greenwood High School.
Shout out Greenwood!
Shout out Greenwood! Go to my kids' school. My kids go there as well. But I wish you absolutely an amazing journey moving forward. I'm trying so hard not to cry.
Kimber's
got some sand in her eye from the sandpit today.
It doesn't take much to get me going.
Hey, thanks, Christy. Yeah,
I'm going to miss you. I absolutely miss you on the radio. You're like a security blanket. Love hearing your voice.
Thanks, Christy. Someone said to me today, they said, it was very sweet. I walked in the building and they said, when I get off a plane, I come home to Perth. I feel like I'm home when I hear your voice.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to get bloody frosty. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, that's a very big compliment for a radio guy.
Thanks,
we're going to miss you.
Thanks, so Christy. I really appreciate it. Your message, and I can tell it's heartfelt. Thank you, Christy.
No worries. Thanks for making the call.
Oh, and God. You know, I think that's, wow. That's
see what
how,
you've gone and done, Claire.
Sorry.
I think that's how Kimber and I feel. I certainly know I can speak for myself that you're such a solid dude.
Yeah.
You know, you are a constant, and I love that about you. You always know what you're going to get with Dean Clares.
Mm, you're making me a bit frosty here, mate.
Roxanne in Auburn Grove, can you take the spotlight so none of us have to speak?
Hey, Rox.
Oh, God, no, because I'm bloody nearly crying myself. Oh, Claresy, for somebody who I've never met, you have made such an impact on my life. You've got me through some hard days.
Wow.
And I'm just going to miss you on the radio. It's just, you're just awesome. But I do wish you all the best with whatever you do. You are going to be brilliant at.
Thanks,
but I'm going to miss you so much, really.
Well, that's the tough thing for us too, Roxanne, is we're kind of like, I know you deserve to go and do whatever you like and have a bit more time and not have to get up at 4 a.m. anymore. And, you know, he's worked so hard and we want him to have a great life, but we're just selfish and we want him for ourselves.
Definitely. But it's hard, but you know, whatever you do, I'm sure you're going to excel at.
Thanks.
So well done.
Thanks, Rox. I mean, you know, I've been radio for a long, long time, but I've got my finger in a couple of pies and the pies were sort of getting a bit burnt in the oven. So it gives me a bit of time to work on a couple of other things as well. And sometimes the timing just feels right. And just as much as it is sad to go, but it's wonderful. That's what I've said to the guys earlier. It's the connection with everyone who's listening. Even if you haven't met, it feels like you have. It feels like you know someone.
Yeah.
And I feel like that with a lot of people who contact and I really appreciate your call.
Thanks, Roxanne.
Thanks, Rox.
Thank you.
All the best. Aww. Have a good day.
Bye. Over to Cloverdale, my haunting grounds.
Yeah.
Sue, how are you going?
Good, thank you, guys. How are you going?
Oh, we're a bit down.
Not bad, Sue.
Well, we're down, but we're up. Because we're like hearing all of you call up and speak of Claresy the way that we know him. And
don't be sad.
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, Sue. Hey, Trevor.
Well, not bad, darling. It's a bit sad to see that you were... that you're going to go, but I actually, when I seen the ad on the Facebook page last night, I had a feeling straight away that it was going to be someone that was leaving.
Oh, really?
And then when,
Well, we did say we had a big announcement to make. A lot of people tried to suggest I was pregnant or engaged, which is neither of those. And, I think that would have been easier news to digest than this one.
Yeah.
I actually met Claresy at Ronald McDonald House quite a few years ago. I was actually the head housekeeper there.
That's right.
You did. And you also, we had Emily. I don't know if she's still working at 90.
Well, she was with us today. She was operating the drone down at our diamond dig. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was just such a pleasure to spend the short amount of time that I did meet you. You're such a gentleman. Mm-hmm. And as you know, you're going to be missed.
Thanks, Sue. Yeah, that was the day when we were changing over the Ronald McDonald House. It was changing from Subiaco and going to the new building, which Adam Gilchrist and the team put so much work into. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do keep in contact with everybody.
Yeah,
pop
absolutely.
In the station and say hello so we know that you're going okay. Mm. And just wish you all the best, darling, and take care and look after yourself.
Thanks, Sue. Really appreciate your call.
And he's one of the most recognisable people in the street, so when you see him, you can still go, you're that radio guy.
Yeah, we could phone you every morning at 5:30.
It's funny because Emily Drew, who works with us here, sent me a message. She found out last night because of the operational stuff going on.
Yes.
And she sent me some lovely messages. She said, what's your plan, Claresy? You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. And I said, I'm just going to spend a little bit of time with the family and relax and not get up early. And then I'm going to spend summer enjoying the weather and having a swim and all the rest of it. And then by about February, I'll run out of money.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sell Tupperware.
No, I'm going to be driving an Uber. And then the first person who says, didn't you used to be Claresy on the radio? I'll just crack it. And they go, oh, he's not such a nice guy after all.
Love it. Now, Holly from South Guildford, how are you going?
Hello, Claresy. It's Holly Denton.
Holly Denton, we will rock you. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you? How's it going, Maddie D?
Hi, Hol.
You just did a show together.
We did. We Will Rock You. But I know Holly's a huge fan of Claresy. She's told me many times.
How are you, Scaramouche? What's going on?
I got a message from my Galileo, Mr. Blake Williams, this morning.
Yep.
Didn't expect this news.
No, a few people were a bit shocked. I walked back into work and there were some stunned mullets looking at me going, what's going on?
I know. Oh, honestly, thanks so much for everything you've done for anything on radio, the music industry, Dean. You'll be so missed.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, you're right, Holly, and he is everywhere. He's done so much for charity. You would have seen people would have seen him MC thousands of gigs over the years, where he's very generously given his time to people and organisations. He doesn't stop giving.
Exactly. I just, yeah, you'll definitely be missed. You'll miss your beautiful voice in the mornings. And sorry, there's my baby.
Yeah, baby's not happy either. Yeah, we get it.
Everyone's feeling it.
The little one's going, what's going on?
Yeah, we'll miss you, Dean.
Thanks, Holly. I really appreciate the call and I love the show again this time. No, I've seen you. I've seen you do it three times, so you're all good.
Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Holly. Give my best to your family.
Doug's giving us a call from 2J. G'day, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Claire, you suck, mate. I miss your voice, mate. I miss your voice.
Oh, that's a term of endearment, isn't it? You suck, mate.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it, Dougie? But, you know, these things, he's been around a long time. He's an institution.
I didn't think I was that old. He doesn't look very old.
No, he's like Peter Pan, Doug. He doesn't change.
Benjamin Button.
Hey, Claire, over the years, mate, we've had good chats. I know I've been on the radio for a while, but every chat I've had with you, mate, that's been a pleasure. Sorry to see you go, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, Doug.
I really appreciate the call, Doug.
That's like my kryptonite. Men crying makes it even worse for me.
You're firing Kimber up now, Doug.
I'm not crying. It's got a bit of sand in my eye.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's what it was. Well, the pollen, you know. Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it, man.
All the best for the future, mate.
And back at you. Every time we have a chat, it's always good. We know we're going to get good content from you, Doug, and a real man, so that's good.
Thanks a lot, mate. You enjoy the rest of your life, and may every chapter be better than the last one, mate. Oh,
thanks, bud. Claire, Matt and
Kimber. Sandra in Woodlands, you've got something you want to share with Claire?
Well, you're just simply the best.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Thanks, Sandra. Yeah.
You wake up in the morning, you've got the radio on, it's 94.5 and it makes your day.
Oh, thanks, Sandra.
Yeah,
well,
get it.
Well, it still will. It's 94.5, it still will.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
You take care.
Thanks, darling.
Have a good life.
Yeah.
You've earned it.
I'm very lucky.
But we're going to miss you.
Thanks, Sandra. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Sandra.
I'm glad that the station makes you feel good in the morning.
And people have so many things they want to say to you, but there's also that feeling of just going, oh, I don't want to accept it either.
Yes.
So, like, it's hard to find the right words, you know?
It's also an interesting age at 55. You're too young to retire. I don't want to retire because I feel 35. But I don't know if I told you the story that, you know, 20 years ago I was working at 92.9. And the content director who moved in, who was a bit of an idiot, decided to move me on at 35. And the team at Mix 94.5, Steve Mummery, said, come up here where the sun shines.
Best decision they ever made.
And one of my workmates said to me, Simon, turned to me and goes, oh, you're set for life now, mate. You're going, what are you talking about? You know? And
sun's been shining for 20 years.
Yeah. The sun's been shining working with you guys too.
Oh, yeah. You too, buddy.
Andrew in Camillo got something for Claire.
Yeah, Claire, what a shocking news you just gave us.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, I've been to a few events with you and been listening to you for 9 years now on the drive home, now the breakfast, now we're going to not have you at all.
Yeah, sometimes it's just the timing's just right, Andrew, and that's where I'm sort of at.
Yeah, it is just right for some people. Yep. I hope you have the all endeavours of future that you require to do.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
It'll be sad not to hear you on the radio anymore. I hope Timber and Matt step up.
No pressure, Andrew.
That's
bloody
actually,
hell.
That's actually quite funny.
Andrew, you haven't heard me. Okay, I can do Mix 94.5.
Ooh.
Like, I can go real low, mate.
Oh, I'm done.
I heard you the other day doing the
ACDC.
She rocks. Practically Brian Johnson.
Andrew, it's been a pleasure.
Bless you,
and Claire's still on air for two more weeks, mate.
Yeah.
So plenty of celebrations to come.
Yeah, all the best, Phoebe. Hope you enjoy it.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate the call, man. And a lot of calls right here, which is very flattering as well, I must admit.
Yes, and that wonderful piece that you did to announce this is up on video at mix.com.au if anyone would like to see that. It's quite moving.
And you can leave all your you know, comments and things on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
We read those. So, yeah, just so those who have been leaving nasty messages in the past, we've read them all.
We've read them.
Or anyone apart from debt collectors, put up a comment. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Nice.
Yeah, this is going to go for 2 weeks, this celebration. So
Cynthia in Huntingdale got something for Claire's.
Yes, good morning, Claire-Z.
Hey, Cynthia.
I've been listening to you, well, the whole time you've been on the radio in 94.5, because 94.5 has always been my station.
Yes.
And I have actually met you and talked to you. I did speak to you at Laugh Out Loud. I've seen you numerous times at football. And I hope I continue to run into you at the football.
You sure will.
And I'm sure you'll recognise me because I'm the purple hair girl.
How could I forget?
And, yeah, I just wanted to wish you all the best. And I'm absolutely devastated like everybody else, but, you know, we have to move on in life.
So. Yeah. Thanks, Cynthia. Thank you'll see me at football if my good mate Kelly Black wants to hire me still. But, you know how much I love my Dockers, so I'll be at the footy and really appreciate the call. Thanks, Cynthia.
No worries. You take care. All the best.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
You know the news is travelling far and wide.
Oh, my goodness.
Stewie from Byford.
Hey, Stewie. How are you, mate?
Okay, please explain.
I knew I'd be in strife.
Stewie, you have been listening to Clancy for I don't even know how long. I know you've been a part of our show for a very long time, but it's shocking news.
Ever since you started, Kimber, and way before that.
Yeah.
And I come out of the doctor's, turn the car on, and the first thing I hear is Clancy say, yes, I think 55 is a bit young to retire. And I go, what the F?
What's going on? I got a bit of stuff to do, mate, but I'm not going to. I won't retire. But yeah, it's too long to retire, mate.
You know, the news I heard last night about radio changing, which we won't go into, and then you retiring today. No, this is not happening. This is a bad thing this week.
Yeah, mate.
There's an eclipse coming on Sunday night.
Oh no! what date are we on the Mayan calendar?
Hey, Stu, you know, one of the weirdest things was not being able to tell people. Like, even Matt and Kimber only found out fairly recently. So, yeah, it was pretty weird, but it's necessary. You know,
less than 48 hours, mate.
Yeah, I'm
still rocked the same way everybody in Perth is.
I'm just glad I haven't got any customers in the car because I'll be swearing my head off. You've made a massive imprint on the West Australian community. Lost count of how many times I've actually met you and got photos with you over the many, many years I've been listening to you guys. It's not going to be the same.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we have done a few photos, a few catch-ups. Might have to be a hug next time, bud.
Yeah, it's just, I won't say I'll catch you at the football because I can't stand it until we go.
No, you're good. You're all good. It's not a problem. I'll meet you somewhere where you prefer to be.
Good on you, Stewie. Thanks, mate. Two more weeks to celebrate our mate, Clancy. And as we said, you can go to the mix.com.au and see some announcement video there and also go to Facebook to our page if you want to leave some messages.
You know how I said it was weird not being able to tell you guys and a lot of workmates and stuff like that? But some of my old radio mates I've been sort of communicating with in the last few weeks, and it's really weird. Like Ian Blackley and Gary Shannon and stuff like that, who still says that he taught me everything I know.
Yeah.
Always makes me laugh. Pretty true. People like that, and I haven't been able to tell them. So a lot of people will find out now.
Yeah.
So the word sort of spreads pretty quickly.
Oh, your phone's been beeping solidly for about 40 minutes and is going to go for the rest of the weekend, I think.
I need a PA. I think I need a drink. Thanks for this morning, guys, because, these things are, as I said, I'm not feeling sad, but I feel sad that I'm leaving that job and that communicating with the listeners and hanging out with you guys and having a laugh.
I know that you would not have done this without thinking this through.
Yeah, of course.
And as Matt has said before, we're thrilled that you got the opportunity to go out when you wanted to.
You
and we know
that.
In radio that doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
And so we're going to continue to celebrate you for two more weeks. Mm. I'm going to cry for about 11 days of that.
Yeah, our boss Erica's still looking at me in that weird way. What are you doing? And I've got to say too, I want to thank a couple of people who've been along the journey with us in recent times, and that's Tom and Kat, our producers.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of producers. Superstars. We've been here all morning talking about all of the producers and staff behind the scenes, but to those two, we really just want to say thanks.
Yeah, and we're going to need our listeners too to help us out. We want to send you off in style, mate. So we want to keep hearing from listeners over the next 2 weeks. We'll come up with some ideas and some things to make this really special and something to remember.
That great Clancy, Matt and Kimber catch-up was for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.